It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Whoever knew we would care so much about the budget of Greece? But that's a global economy for you. Yesterday, we reported on the pressure the government of Greece faces from its citizens. Today, we look at the pressure that's coming from outside that country. European Union officials told the Greeks they must get their budget deficit under control if they want help paying off their debts. NPR's Tom Gelton reports on why Europe is so anxious about Greece and why the United States is, too.
At first glance, Greece's problems are, if not its own, at least unique to Europe. The Greeks spent too many euros, borrowed too many, and now face the prospect of defaulting on their euro debts. Other euro governments, especially Spain, Portugal, and Italy, could soon face similar budget issues. In fact, all the countries that use the euro for their currency are affected by Greece's problems. Now, that might actually be good for the U.S. dollar. Randall Henning of the Peterson Institute for International Economics and American University.
When confidence is lost in other markets, investors will often turn to the U.S. dollar and dollar-denominated assets.
But that's very much a short-term view. In the long term, Europe's financial problems are bad news for the United States. In the first place, the more European countries have to spend bailing each other out, the less they'll have to invest in their own economies and in their own militaries. Corey Shockey is a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution.
Not only will governments be less inclined to spend on defense, but their slow growth rates will give them a lot less money to spend even when they want to.
So the United States will be left to pick up more of the tab for the war in Afghanistan. U.S. administrations have long complained that too many Europeans don't see the need for strong militaries and are unwilling to carry their share of the defense burden. Defense Secretary Robert Gates returned to that theme this week.
The demilitarization of Europe has gone from a blessing in the 20th century to an impediment to achieving lasting peace in the 21st.
Here's another problem. Tensions are rising within Europe. Between the relatively thrifty Germans, for example, and their more free-spending Mediterranean neighbors. And given how much the United States now depends on Europe as a security partner, new divisions there would be unwelcome.
We view peace and stability in Europe as a prerequisite for addressing all of the other challenges.
That was Secretary of State Hillary Clinton this week. The prevailing U.S. view is that if European countries start squabbling, if their monetary union is endangered, if European integration begins to falter, U.S. interests will suffer. Ian Bremmer is president of the Eurasia Group.
To the extent that the Europeans are more fragmented or just more distracted by all of this internal economic turmoil, they're going to be much less effective at working with the United States on a whole host of issues, from dealing with Iran to helping out in Afghanistan to helping to coordinate solutions on climate change. I think all of these things are increasingly problematic for the U.S.
What's interesting is that just a few years ago, there was a debate here over whether a unified Europe was even in the U.S. interest. There was a fear that if the Europeans went off on their own, their commitment to the NATO alliance would weaken. It might prompt anti-Americanism. Corey Shockey, who served as a foreign policy advisor to presidential candidate John McCain, admits to being one of those who was nervous about a strong Europe. No more.
I have to tell you, I am homesick for the days of a Europe that was ambitious to take a big role in the world. Because I think the problem for the United States is a Europe that views its interests too narrowly and contributes too little to the common problems that we have.
President Obama's recent decision to skip an upcoming European Union summit was seen as a message that Washington wants the Europeans to get their act together. But the Peterson Institute's Randall Henning notes that the United States might also take a lesson from Europe. Overspending gets governments in trouble.
Over the next 3 or 4 years, we need to put the U.S. federal government on a more sustainable path, and the need for that is highlighted by this crisis in Europe.
The bottom line, no one in Washington can feel confident Europe's problems will stay on the other side of the Atlantic. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.